Michiamo afura kanu afurait kait nut. Ene ye ma a keru da. Medinde kwesi ra nehem pata akan. Greetings to all afura kanu afurait kait nut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma a keru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehem pata akan. The proper understanding of divine order is essential for Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, to embrace so that we may function according to our nature. We must recognize that the misunderstanding of the nature of divine order leads to misguided interpretations of reality, misjudgments, and misguided behavior, which is ultimately self-destructive for the Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnut individual, and Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut as a collective. Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe. Divine order has two poles, an expansive pole and a contractive pole. The expansive pole of divine order is divine law. The contractive pole of divine order is divine hate. Law and hate are the two complementary poles of divine order. Divine law and divine hate are two halves of this divine whole. When order appears, chaos, disorder, is eradicated, and those disordered spirits, individuals, or groups who quote-unquote thrive in chaos lose their footing. This is the reason why the whites and their offspring, all of whom, incarnate as spirits of disorder, deliberately infected our Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religious values with false, foolish notions of what is law or love and what is hate. We have been so infected that the mention of hate generates an automatic, foolish reaction within us. We recoil from the word, the concept. We have no understanding of its divine origin. We associate hate with evil. This is foolish. In the same manner, the mention of love is never properly associated with its root, which is law. Thus, the mention of the word love often generates an automatic foolish reaction within us as well. We associate the term with being non-judgmental, accepting of everyone and everything. This is foolish. It is an indication of spiritual immaturity. It is through the pseudo-false religions of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Hebrewism, Hinduism, Buddhism, European and Asian pseudo-mysticism and esotericism, Kabbalism, pseudo-metaphysics, and European so-called occultism, so-called humanitarianism, multiculturalism, and New Age pseudo-spirituality that the false definitions of law or love and hate have been and continue to be programmed into our spirits by the whites and their offspring. Even many Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who claim to have engaged in the process of Sankofa, those who claim to have returned to grasp our Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnut ancestral culture, values, and religious practices, are still infected with these false definitions. We must suspend our misguided ego and recognize our infection and eradicate it. For as long as we are infected, we continue to pass the infection on to those who are connected to us. We then wonder why our people don't seem to benefit en masse from our culture. It is because the foundation of our culture, Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe, divine order, has been undermined by the foolish philosophy of the whites and their offspring operating through the consciousness of the programmed Afura Kani Afurai Kaitni individual. It is time to rectify the situation. In Afura Kani Afurai Kaitni ancestral religion and culture, no matter what form it takes, from that of ancient Kemet and Knesset to ancient Harappa, to the contemporary expressions of the Akan, Yoruba, Ewe, and Igbo, divine law and divine love are the same concept. to be in quote-unquote love with someone is to be in law with that individual. This means that we are functioning in harmony with divine law with respect to our interaction with an individual or entity who is connected to us. When we show love, we are showing or expressing divine law in Afurakani Afurai Kaitni culture. We therefore have no such concept as falling in or out of love, because we have no such concept as falling in or out of law. One can quote-unquote fall in and out of lust, however, and it is lust, misguided desire, which is translated as love in the culture of the whites and their offspring. And many of us continue to promote this false definition. We make foolish statements such as God is love. We dress up lust, misguided desire intellectually, and this enables us to engage in self-destructive behavior without spiritual direction. We therefore attach ourselves to imbalanced individuals, groups, entities, or situations, then justify our misguided desire by calling it unconditional love. Love is law. Law is the basis of that which is conditional, for divine law reveals the specified conditions built into the created order by divinity. There is no such thing as unconditional law. The alphabet used today was created by Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnu thousands of years ago. Approximately 1,000 years ago, the letter U was altered and became the letter V. About 500 years later, the letter V was altered and became the letter W. Double U, yet often written as two V's side by side. The letters U, V, and W are often used interchangeably in various European languages because they are from the same root and are fundamentally the same letter. Yet the actual symbols and their meanings come from our Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit ancestresses and ancestors. This is why phonetically and conceptually, LV, or love, and LW, love, or law, are identical in Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit ancestral culture. Love is the force which attracts your complement, your balance to your life. This is because love is law, and law is the divine instrument which attracts balance to your life. When you adhere to divine law, you bring balance to life situations where imbalance has occurred or where imbalance has the potential to manifest. Through adherence to divine law, you incorporate that which you need to function properly in creation. As you attract or draw resources, physical and non-physical, to yourself, by adhering to law, quote-unquote, love, and incorporate them, your energy and sphere of influence expands. Law is thus the expansive pole of divine order. In Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion and culture, hate and rejection is the same word and the same concept. The term het or sheet in Kemet is pronounced chi in Akan, and means to break, destroy, drive back, drive away, reject, abhor, hate. Chi in Akan is the root of the term Achide or Achiwadye, which is defined as that which the Abosom, the goddesses and gods, hate. Achide or Achiwadye is often translated as taboos in English. Achide or Achiwadye are those things, objects, deeds, or entities which are divinely prohibited, which the Abosom hate. This is divine hate. The same term pronounced heat or het in Kemet became het or hate in English. Divine hate is the divine rejection of disorder for the purpose of maintaining the integrity of the divine order. Your immune system is the agent of the divine hate of the Supreme Being within your body. This is because your immune system hates, rejects, destroys toxins coming in from the outside, and hates, rejects, destroys, kills cancerous cells emerging from the inside in order to maintain the divine structure and proper functioning of your body as a whole. Divine law is the expression of divine order. Divine hate is the impression of divine order. Divine hate impresses or imprints upon creation the parameters within which we are to function properly. Operation outside of these parameters is disorder, which divinity does not support. This is why Amen Amennet, the Supreme Being, has an agent which destroys disorder. Bena in Akan culture, Ogun and Ogu in Yoruba and Ewe, and Herakuti or Heru Behudet in Knesset and Kemet are the same divinity. This divinity, this Abosom, Orisha, Vodu, Ntoro, of war and iron, is the enforcer of divine order. He is the contractive pole of divine order and describes himself as the principal agent of the divine hate of the Supreme Being. He shuts down, contracts, destroys disorder so that the integrity of divine order is maintained. He is also the force operating through your immune system. Just as lust is the perversion of love or law, so is malice, evil intent, the perversion of hate. It is malice, evil intent, that the whites and their offspring have projected onto Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, for thousands of years. The whites and their offspring are not capable of hate, for hate is the divine rejection of disorder, for the purpose of maintaining the integrity of divine order. The whites and their offspring are spirits of disorder. They can never reject disorder, for they would be rejecting themselves. They did not reject Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. They had an overwhelming lust or misguided desire or draw to us. They traveled thousands of miles to Afura Ka, Afurai Kaet, uninvited, and invaded our lands. For centuries, they would drag millions of us thousands of miles to their occupied territories against our will. They forced us to live and slave for them for the rest of our lives and their lives against our will. If we attempted to escape, they went out of their way to come after us and drag us back to them. This is not hate. This is not rejection of disorder. This is the promotion of disorder. This is malice, an evil intent to pervert and destroy. This is not law or love, which the whites and their offspring are incapable of. This is lust, a misguided desire to possess, to control, and it continues wherever we are found in close proximity to the whites and their offspring around the world. Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral culture is the divine acceptance of order and the divine rejection of disorder. It is the law or love of order and the hatred of disorder. Our culture, our way of life, is rooted in adhering to order through embracing law and rejecting disorder and its purveyors by employing hate. We have been taught that hate is a negative emotion. Hate is self-destructive. Hate is consuming. Hate is heavy. Hate represents a low vibration of energy. This is foolish. Malice is heavy, for you have taken on disorder and your spirit rebels. This conflict creates a self-consuming frustration and stress. Thus, malice is consuming. Malice and misguided frustration creates a low vibration. However, hate is effortless. Hate is light. To reject hate disorder is to free your spirit from its burden. Your immune system destroying cancerous cells is not burdening you. It is freeing you. Divine hate is the divine twin of divine law. They share a complementary vibration. Thus, the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodu, the Arusi, the Ntoru, Ntorutu, the Nananum Nsamanfo, the Egungun, the Kuvita, the Mmuo, the goddesses and gods and honorable ancestresses and ancestors of Afura Ka, Afuraet Kaet, teach us to embrace divine law and divine hate equally, for only then can we demonstrate spiritual maturity. The difference between a mature individual and a fool is the mature individual understands how to make proper judgments. Proper judgments lead to intelligent action, intelligent behavior. Only the fool embraces the ignorant notion that we should be non-judgmental. If your 6-year-old attempts to wear a t-shirt outside when it is 20 below zero, you direct him to assess the situation and make a proper judgment. If a known drunk, wife abuser, and drug dealer attempts to date your sister, your advice is for her to assess the situation and make a proper judgment. If it was you yourself, you would assess the situation and make a proper judgment. You are teaching them that proper judgment is the hallmark of maturity, yet you are foolish enough to allow the whites and their offspring to tell you that God doesn't judge and that you shouldn't judge. This is insane hypocrisy. The Supreme Being directs us to judge everyone and everything at all times. This is intelligence. Otherwise, you would sentence yourself to continuously make misjudgments, engage in behavior guided by those misjudgments, and create negative repercussions for yourself in a perpetual cycle. The mature Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit individual is one who understands who and what to accept into their lives, and who and what to reject, who and what to love, law, and who and what to hate. He or she understands the value of adhering to divine law in order to incorporate harmony, and the value of embracing and employing divine hate in order to reject disharmony. The Supreme Being, Amen, Aminet, Nyamewa, Nyame, creates the world through law and sustains the world through hate. You must breathe in, incorporate air, but you must breathe out, reject toxins. This is how you initiate living in the world and how you continue to live. You must take in food, but you must purge your body of waste. You must expand and you must contract. You must accept and you must reject. The spiritually mature recognize the expansive and contractive poles of divine order, Mara Nechi, law and hate, and embrace them fully and equally. The full and proper embrace by Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut of our ancestral culture and religion naturally and necessarily includes the absolute rejection of all of the whites and their offspring, their culture, disorder, and their false religions, which includes their false notions of law or love and hate and judgment. Law and hate, Mara Nechi, are two halves of the divine whole called divine order. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, embrace order and reject disorder so that you may execute your divine function in life fully. Medinde kwesi ra nehempata akan, inne ye ma'al keruda.